It's the 16th of January, 1974. Paul Cummings talking to Robert Beecham in his studio on 6th Avenue. What's the initial J stand for?
John.
John?
Yeah.
You've never used that?
No, I've always hated the name John, so I never used it.
So you use Robert.
Right.
Terrific. This will pick up everything.
Don't worry. Like I'm so far away from it.
Yeah, I don't know. You were born in Denver, Colorado, right?
Right.
Did you grow up there, and you went to the University of Denver? Did you live there all?
I grew up there until I was about 19 and went away to art school, Colorado mm-hmm. Springs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you went to primary school there then.
Right, right.
High school and right. That kind of thing. Did you draw? Was there anybody in the family interested in art? Or what?
No one.
How did you just go off to Colorado Springs?
Well, I got up in high school. I had I had too many study halls. I just fell into it, and I decided to take art.
Yeah.
Everybody told me I could draw, right? So I took this class, and I became interested. There was a teacher there who was very influential. I liked him very much.
Who was that?
R. Idris Thomas. Uh-huh. And he's long since dead, but he was a Welshman who mm-hmm. was very enthusiastic and had been to Paris. Anyway, kindled my interest in painting.
Had you made drawings before as a child at home? Or
as a child, yeah, but not. But I didn't do much in, say, from 6 o'clock, 7, from 6 years old to 16, you know.
Oh, you stopped in that period.
Mm-hmm.
So many people start and keep, you know,
yeah, right.
Wandering around. Did you have any other interests? Were you interested in, you know, all the other things?
When I was a 12-year-old, I was interested in chemistry and geology, like right. A lot of kids are.
Right.
Sports, of course, with that.
Yeah, what kind of?
Well, in high school, it's basketball and football.
Mm-hmm. I see you have bells out there.
Yeah, they're decorative.
Do you use those anymore?
I bought those in a moment of wishful thinking, I guess.
Because the large one's heavy, isn't it?
It's about 80 pounds.
Yeah. The spirit's there. Do you have brothers and sisters? Are there other, you know? What I really want is to have some family background about what you were.
I have three brothers and three sisters, mm-hmm. a mother and a father that deserted us when I was three.
Uh-huh.
Very poor
sisters.
People.
Big family.
Right.
Were you in Denver? Or
in Denver, right.
Right in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you remember of it? Because you really grew up sort of through the Depression. See, when I'm 23, so by the time you're 10, the Depression was just
right.
Quite apparent.
Well, I have vivid memories of it was like a growing up in a tenement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called, we'd never call it a tenement in Colorado, but it was
it
would
New
be
York.
Equivalent in New York, right?
Yeah.
But it seemed like everybody in the in this building was in the same predicament we were. Like mm-hmm. Their mm-hmm. fathers had deserted, had left, and so this whole building, which is huge, had widows and children.
So it was a really big apartment.
Big house. Apartment yeah. House, yeah.
Yeah.
And we played together. Everybody knew each other very well.
Mm-hmm. What were the schools like that you went to? I mean, were they just
just average, I think.
School.
I don't. Yeah.
Nothing exciting, or
they weren't particularly demanding academically.
Yeah, yeah. Are your brothers and sisters older, younger? Where do they?
I have one younger. The rest are older.
Oh, so you're the bottom almost.
Right.
I'm curious about this one teacher that got you going and drawing and painting. Was that in the school? Was that a regular class that you could take?
Right. Well, what he did, the way he taught, was he would